Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you took the disciples who were wondering what to do, who were trying to fix things on their own by restructuring things, and you poured out your Holy Spirit and you changed their world. You poured out your Holy Spirit that you had given to them by breathing on them and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and yet you allowed your Holy Spirit to take on every part of their life, and they moved with power. Signs and wonders happened. Tongues happened. Lord, it was amazing as the birth of the church. And Lord, today as we celebrate that birthday, may we be reinvigorated. May we, like these dry bones, know what it means to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to have life, a life that is so much more than what our circumstances dictate, a life that is so much more than what the world says it is, a life that is chosen, special, set apart, a life that lives each and every day for you and walks in your power. May we move forward, O Lord, as your people, as your body, as soldiers of the cross. May we move forward in your power. May we see your mighty deeds and know that nothing is impossible for you. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What more is there to say? Wasn't that awesome worship? I didn't want to stop. As you can see from the clock, I didn't want to stop. It was wonderful to celebrate with Grace and Lauren what they have done and how they are learning the scriptures. It's wonderful to be here on the birthday of the church to recognize that the Lord is moving among his people. Thank you so much, Paul and Joe and Carol and others who, even though they may not have realized it, they were prophesying into the service, which is awesome. The Lord is at work. And the reason I picked that passage to preach on from Ezekiel chapter 37, is that what it is? 37, yeah. I don't know, I just didn't want to stop worshiping. It's kind of like everything just goes. The reason I picked it was because at one point I was feeling very much like those dry bones. When you listen to the news and when you hear what's going on around us, when you think about how 9 judges could change thousands of years and God's word and basically say, we're no longer going to live by that. We're just going to come up with a new thing. No precedent, nothing. It gets really hard to be a faithful, Bible-believing Christian in a world that seems to be just running after everything that's counter to what Jesus said. Have you ever felt like those dry bones? Kind of dried out and withered? That's the way, I felt that way. And I decided at the end of April that I decided what I was going to preach on for me, and I was really feeling that way. I want to tell you something. One of the reasons I didn't want to stop worshiping is I don't feel that way anymore. Some neat things happened in this last month. Joe kind of touched on that with the prophecy. The Lord is bringing about a change. At least in me, and I see it in other people. Where the Lord is saying to us, you're no longer dried bones. You're no longer laying there. He is bringing us together. He is starting to lead to that connection, that year of connection that we've been praying for. I heard it from Claudette. She shared with me a little bit. Went up to the hospital yesterday. Claudette is was, as a matter of fact, when I was leaving, they were moving her. So she was in the cardiac critical, or CICU, cardiac ICU, had 100% blockage, had a stent put in. And she is planning to be home tomorrow. This happened Thursday night. She's planning to be home tomorrow. She just told me she wanted everybody to know God is at work. Everything that needed to happen happened just in the right order, the right way. It was amazing. It's been really smooth, and she was just wanting me to testify to the fact that God is at work. She said, you can do my God sighting. I said, okay, I'll try. It never sounds the same as the person that's having it, but she just wanted us to know that God is at work. And she said, you know, it's so important that we connect with one another, that we grow together as a body. And just when I remember first looking at this text back at the end of April and saying, you know, Lord, if you would just bring the bones together, that would make me happy. I was kind of thinking of like a Disney ride where you see a bunch of bones going like this, you know. I mean, that would have made me happy. Just bringing the bones together would have made me happy. But as we met last week to do the servant leader huddle, and as we've talked and prayed together and heard testimony of what God is doing in people's lives and the forgiveness that's happening and the growth that's happening, you know, it's amazing to me. It's like now you can see those sinews coming, the muscle coming, the flesh coming, and you can see the breath. The breath, the Holy Spirit. And I don't feel the same way that I felt when I picked that text. When I picked that text, things seemed to be just, I don't know, it just seemed to be, I should never do that, you know what I mean? Never pick and plan so, you know, but anyways, it just felt like everything was just not going the way, and so the Lord had 4 or 5 weeks to work in my life to show me how he is still in charge. How, you know, when you look at the church and you look at what he's doing in the world, we're really just a small little part of what he's doing. And I don't know if you were here last week and you met Quinn Adams. He's a pastor from Alberta that was here visiting me. Well, after church on Sunday, we went to Gettysburg. And we spent Monday in Gettysburg. And then we spent Tuesday and Wednesday and drove home Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. And I got to admit, I was a little negative about things, the way they're going and everything. But it was interesting because him and I, you know, we went to Bible school together. We went to college together. We took history. He took a break. I went on to seminary. Then he went on to seminary. And we walked a journey together. And it was interesting, our discussion about how God is present even in Washington. You know, it's funny because when you listen to people talk about history, it's like they're trying to revise the history of the nation and take God out of it. But then you go to the museums and you go to the monuments and you read what our presidents of the past believed. You can't take God out of their own testimony. It was amazing. All I had to do is read the history of these men and look at how things were dedicated to figure out that God has been in charge and is still in charge, even no matter what the Supreme Court wants to say, no matter what some people want to say, God is still in control. And I'll have to tell you, that honestly was a real change for me. Because when you listen to the media, don't you think that we're kind of losing the battle? Doesn't it sound like that? Do you think that Satan's winning? Don't you feel like those dry bones? You don't even think they're sinew, you know, just bones. And yet the reality is God is still in control. God is still moving among his people, and God is still sovereign. Isn't that awesome? What really impressed me was walking. We did a lot of walking. And we walked down from the Capitol building all the way down to Lincoln Monument. Now, when you look at that from the sky in a picture, it doesn't look that far. it's far. And Jeremiah's not in here, but he could tell you it's far. And as we were walking down, because it was Memorial Day coming up and they were having a gold service medal award ceremony for World War II vets, what impressed me so much was the things that the that the vets had, like there were people being rolled around in wheelchairs and stuff, and they had Bible verses and praise be to God and different things on there. And I was thinking, how can you not say God is still in control? How can you not see that God is still on the move? And I realized something, and that's, I guess, why I didn't want to stop our worship today, is because it doesn't matter what I say, we are the dry bones who have been given sinew, flesh, blood, and the Spirit, who have been chosen to be the mighty army that Ezekiel saw. Isn't that awesome? Did you notice what it says in Ezekiel 37? It says, when they came together, when God put these bones together, when he put sinew and flesh and blood in these bones, they stood up, and what were they? An army. A mighty army. A mighty army. And when God looks at us and sees that we're willing to let him be in charge, let his will be done among us, when he looks at us and says, look at all these gifted people I have here. I think Chris was the one who said, we're kind of a raggedy little group, aren't we? And I was thinking about when we were in Gettysburg, they were talking about a few of those little groups from the different states who caused so much havoc to the other side. They're just small little groups, ragtag groups, didn't even have many supplies. And yet they were able, because they were determined and passionate, they were able to cause great pain to the other side. You know what? I believe that God wants to take a small group like us, because we're not going to get the glory like the big churches. We're not going to be able to say, look at our big budget. Look at how we can do this. It's going to be by God's power, through his strength and by his grace and through him moving among us, that we're going to get anything done. Amen? Isn't that awesome? In a way, it's kind of a blessing that we're just a small group, because are we going to be able to say, look at what we did? No. It's going to be by God's grace. It's going to be with his power. It's going to be him moving us, connecting us together, up, in, and out, connecting us up with him, connecting us in together as a family of God, and moving us out into the world, allowing us to seek, how do we do what God has called us to do? And I want to close this sermon by telling you that God has not put us here by mistake. This is not just a fluke. You're not here by accident. This is not some sort of evolutionary trick. You are here today because God wants to use you. I said that to Kalata, and I said, you know, whenever something happens in our life, I was in ICU, I know what it feels like. Whenever something happens in your life and you realize you've been given more time, the first question you ask is why? At least that's what I was asking. Why? Because as a Christian, wouldn't it be just better to go to be with the Lord? Not have the stresses of our life? Not to wonder, you know, okay, Lord, what next? Because if you read Ezekiel, by the time he gets to chapter 37, he has every right to be depressed. If you read about the prophet Ezekiel, he has every right to be depressed. When he gets to chapter 37, he has every right to sit in the valley and have a pity party. He has every right to invite a lot of people too. He has every right to do that. Because it's been tough. It's been a tough ministry. And yet the Lord gives him this vision. And it's so encouraging. Because really, seriously, just like I said before, if all that happened was the bones came together and there's a few skeletons jumping around, it would have been enough. But no, he builds a mighty army. He builds a mighty army, first of all, for defense, but second of all, to take the land. He builds an army so that God can move the people of Israel forward. Brothers and sisters, it's God's work, but it's your hands. It's God's work, but it's your voice. You're the mighty army. You're the mighty army. God has put us here at this point in history because he has a mighty plan. And I look out and I see all these gifted people. You're all gifted people. I want you to know that. And if you don't believe me, come and see me, because what's one wonderful thing about being a small body is I know who you are. And I can tell you how God has gifted you. And if you want to be told what the Lord has gifted you with, because sometimes we can't see it ourselves. How many of us, you know, being humble, say, well, I'm not really sure what my gifts are. That's why I know that in the Bible we have the Romans 12 gifts, which are the personality gifts that we're born with. I know we have the Ephesians 4 gifts, which are the office gifts. But I really love the 1 Corinthians 12 gifts, because I think that you can't avoid knowing what your gift is, right? When it's a manifest gift, when the gift of the Holy Spirit, because it just shows up. And I just want you to know, God has gifted you. You are his mighty army. And he has great plans in store for you, amen? He wants to fill you today with his Holy Spirit so that you can go out and be his hands, his feet, his mouths. You can speak the truth. I mean, what makes that army come together? What makes those bones come together? It's the Word. And we have the Word. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word, God-breathed, inspired, inerrant, infallible, God's Word that can still bring people from death to life, can still take us from this world to eternal life, can still heal us, forgive us, strengthen us, and give us the power to live as his people. Isn't it awesome to be Pentecostal? Isn't it awesome? Because we know that it's not our power. It's not our power. This is not our church. It is God's church. We are his people, and it is his power that moves us forward. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you use us in powerful ways. Lord, we thank you that you call us as your own. And we pray today, Lord, that you would fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we would not just be alive, but we would be alive in your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we would leave here today recognizing that we are part of a mighty army, a people belonging to you, a people who are unique, a people who are chosen, a people who are royal, a people who are favored, a people that you have promised to give the Holy Spirit and to move mightily and to show signs and wonders through. Lord, may you move in us. May you move in this body. May you move in ways that we could never take credit for ourselves. May you, O Lord, move us forward in your power. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, announcements.